Linda Drake is the author of Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. Like Esther Hicks, Linda has comforted thousands of people by offering the empowering guidance and wisdom of Abraham. Linda connects you with information to support your guidance in career, relationships, and health. Vishali has been a big fan of Linda Drake's and has come to rely on her accuracy and compassion. Linda will be appearing on You Are What You Love, the third Saturday of every month. The knowledge Linda's gained through years of communicating with Abraham offers a unique yet comforting perspective of your soul's journey through life, death, and the world beyond. For more information about Linda, to schedule a private phone session, or to purchase her book, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, go to www.lindadrakebooks.com.
Vision Magazine is California's largest holistic monthly publication, offering readers inspiration and positive tools for conscious living. Featuring interviews and articles with some of today's most informative leaders in the fields of human potential, spirituality, health, technology, the arts, and the environment. Vision Magazine is progressive, insightful, and enlightening. Visit us today at visionmagazine.com and help us create a more peaceful and sustainable world. Or call 866-804-8444. That's 866-804-8444 for more information. And I say it'll be all right. Friends don't let friends go into the light without reading Vishali's You Are What You Love, and now her new release, Wisdom Rising. Reaching enlightenment has never been more entertaining. Go to Vishali's website, purplev.com, and order her books. Watch her in action in the multimedia room. Read about her private sessions and enjoy the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. Anyone who says money can't buy happiness hasn't read Vishali's books, You Are What You Love, and now Wisdom Rising. Order today from Amazon or purplev.com.
Welcome to You Are What You Love, your window into the future of spirituality. We're going to talk to you about your life and the evolution of your soul while we bring alive the essence of eternal truth. So here is your host, the author of You Are What You Love, Vishali.
Welcome to another exciting adventure in You Are What You Love. And I'm Vishali, the wild child of the airwaves, the spiritual hostess with the wild woman mostess. I'm your beyond karma queen of literature and radio. And when you buy my book, You Are What You Love, or you come and hear one of my presentations, you can be a beyond karma king or queen yourself. And I want to officially and formally invite you to visit my website, Purple, because I got a thing for that color, Purple V. V is in very vivacious, purplev.com. And we've got some exciting new additions to the website. We have a multimedia room where you can see the wild woman in action. I've got some television interviews, some live presentations, and you can see the wild woman in all of her various purple glorified garments. We've also got a photo gallery, and we've made some improvements to the calendar so you can see a month at a glance, because there are some things you can't get too much of. You can't have too much purple, you can't have too much love, and you can't have too much Vishali. That's why God created purplev.com. So please know that you're formally and officially invited to come and run around in that purple environment. I also want to thank all the people that came up to see me when I was in the Bay Area. I've been up traveling in the Bay Area the last 2 weeks, and I want to thank all the people that came out to see me at the bookstores, East West Books, that came and saw me at the Expo. It was great to see all the people, give you all hugs, and just rock on. So thank you. I want to give it a shout out to all my peeps. And I'm back. That's right. The Wild Woman is back this week. I got the lines open, 877-520-1150. The toll-free number here in the studio is 877-520-1150. And if you've been cooling your jets for the last 2 weeks because you've been wanting to talk to the Wild Woman, you got a question. Maybe you want more information about your life purpose. Maybe there's way that you're sabotaging your happiness or your personal development, and you want more information about it. Maybe you're going through a learning experience right now and you don't understand what the spiritual meaning is in the challenge. That's why God created my goofy butt and put me here, so that you could call 877-520-1150 and ask the Wild Woman any question that you have of a spiritual nature. I need to define again, I don't answer medical questions. I'm not a medical intuitive. I'm not a doctor. I can do intuitive work and tell you what the psycho-spiritual issues are behind a medical condition, but I'm not here dispensing any medical advice. And I do not read the future. I can't tell you when you're going to get laid next or where you put your car keys. You're going to have to figure that out like the rest of us. But if you want more information about your inner life, that's why I be here, and I'm back in the saddle again. And again, the studio number here, toll-free number is 877-520-1150. And you can call up and you can ask me your questions. We've got the phone lines open. We're hot and ready to go. And I want to tease you all a bit because, well, I'm that way. And let you know that in the last segment of the show, I've got a very special friend calling in. And I wanted to share this very special friend with you because they're going to be doing some live presentations in Pasadena and in North Hollywood. And friends don't let friends go into the light without knowing about my very special guest. So stay tuned for that. I just thought I'd tease you because, well, I'm that way. And as you all know from the last 2 weeks of shows that were specially recorded, I interviewed author Stephen Maines. He's author of the book Longinus, book one of the Merlin Factor. And he's getting ready to come out with Mirrodin, book two of the Merlin Factor. That'll be out in a couple of months. But right now, I want to encourage you to go to youtube.com/purplehaze, H-A-Z-E, as in all through my brain, Purple Haze Press, P-R-E-S-S. Go again to youtube.com/purplehazepress, and there you will get the most beautiful Longinus trailer in all of internet land. It's only going to take about 90 seconds of your time. It's done in flash animation, and it is knockdown gorgeous. So I want to invite you all again to go to youtube.com/purplehazepress and check out Stephen Maines' trailer for Longinus, book one of the Merlin Factor. And when he comes out with Mirrodin, book two of the Merlin Factor, we'll have him back on because I'm that way. He's my favorite author. I wouldn't withhold from you guys. I put out. Also wanted to let you know I've got a new book coming out in probably July called Wisdom Rising. And as we've mentioned before, if you're a Pwn or a star, I would be honored if you changed your name to Wisdom Rising. And I see by my psychic connection to the studio that we have Jenny in Los Angeles. And she's having a hard time. She's wanting to change her environment by changing her perception of her environment. So is Jenny on the line? Can we bring Jenny on? Or did we just get a text from her?
No, I'm on the line.
Jenny, how are you, Wild Woman?
I'm doing okay. Listen, I don't know. I just wanted to mention that I'm going to work and I'm resenting the people I'm working with, but I'm wondering if that resentment is really something internal, and if I change what's inside of me, then I won't be resenting them. Because it seems like a very negative environment, but I'm wondering, like, why am I there, and what can I do to, like, optimize the lesson that I'm supposed to learn by being there? Because I don't think I'm just there by accident.
No, none of us are ever anywhere by accident. You know, my favorite mystic is an 18th century mystic named Emanuel Swedenborg. He died in 1772, Jenny, but that doesn't stop me from referring to him as my boyfriend. And he wrote over 35 volumes on the nature of the spiritual realm. And one of the things that he's very clear about is that there is no such thing as luck of the draw or throw of the dice, that everything happens for a purpose and a reason. And I want to shift here for a second and go back to your work environment. And you were saying that there's some resentment that you've been noticing building emotionally. Would this be connected to criticism in that work environment?
Well, I think it's more that the way I'm perceiving it is that most of the people that work there don't seem very happy, and I'm trying my best to stay happy within that environment, but it's such an environment where people don't even say good morning to each other, where when you serve them or help them, because that's the nature of my job, they're critical, they're not happy people. But I'm wondering, is it that I'm not happy and I'm projecting, or am I really seeing what's there? And then how do you cope in an environment like that, still keep your sense of positive self within, like, let's say it's a very stressful, unhappy environment. Let's just say that that's what it is, but maybe it isn't. So that's, I'm kind of confused,
okay,
as you can hear.
That's no. It seems to me that you were very articulate in that, Jenny, really. And what I'm picking up is, no, you're not embellishing this psychologically, that you're, what you're looking at is a lot of unhappy people. And one of the things about that's interesting about the planet Earth is that free will reigns on this planet. So if you want to be unhappy, you have the free will to do that. And if you want to be happy and be content, you have the free will to do that as well. And here's the good news, Jenny. Your being happy and content is not dependent on whether these people choose to be happy and content with their free will. You are free and independent agent, and you can choose that for yourself. And one of the things that I'm getting why you're there, and I got to tell you, why I'm getting you're there is definitely not a spiritual 101 lesson. So this tells me that, to use vernacular that we're all common with, you're an old soul, that you've been doing your work, that you've been working hard to get your own momentum of your own inner spiritual maturation going. And you know what they say, the greater the student, the greater the lesson. And part of what this is all about for you is to choose to be happy unconditionally. There's very interesting things that happens to human beings, and that's that we have a tendency to pick up other people's energy, whether we're cognizant of it or not. If I were to tell you, Jenny, that right now in the room that you're sitting in, there are television waves and radio waves and microwaves and cell phone messages flying through the air, even though you don't see them, would that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. I totally, and that's what the deal is I'm picking up on all of this energy. I'm soaking it in. And it's like I tried to create an environment there. And then, like, the other day, I just absolutely changed it again to what it was when I first arrived at that environment, which was bare walls, nothing. And I said, why did I do that? It was like this. I'm fighting against all that I'm surrounded with. I can't change it. I can't change the people around me. And then I fall into it too. I start feeling the misery as well. And I think the frustration is that I don't like to see so many unhappy people. I really care about these people, but then conversely, I see they don't care about me at all. And
okay.
That's where maybe I'm immature. I shouldn't expect them to care about me, you know?
No, honey, you're just sensitive, and don't beat yourself up because you're sensitive and you're caring. This is what I want to share with you. It's good to create your own environment, and one of the things that we want to do is create an energetic environment where you are allowed to have your process and to have your information, and for you to operate out of your information without picking up other people's information. Because other people's information and their attitudes and their psychological attitudes, they're all in the air in the same way that microwaves and radio waves and television waves are. And oftentimes we're picking up on it. We don't realize it's somebody else's information and energy, and we think it's our own. And my special guest is going to be, that's coming at the last 15 minutes of the show, is going to be at the Pasadena Convention Center at the World Fair on the 17th and 18th. And her name is the Goddess Sophia. And I encourage you to seek her out. There's a great technique that she teaches. And I got to tell you, Jenny, it's not Sophia's technique. It's not my technique. It's as old as time itself. And basically what you do is you sit down and you say, everybody's energy, get out of my space. Planetary, collective consciousness, out of here. I deserve to have my space that's just my energy. Everybody out. Return to prime source. This is my space. And then you run the violet flame. Again, the violet flame is a very, very old traditional spiritual intelligence. It's a lot older than me. It's been around the planet a million years. It goes back to Saint Germain. You can Google Saint Germain, the violet flame. I'm not making it up. It's not my stuff. This is standard stuff. And the violet flame is all about transforming and transmuting energy. And it transforms and transmutes other people's energy. energy and moves it out of your space. And then you have an intention of creating a bubble around you. Make it an 8 or a 10 foot bubble. Make it a certain color. When I make my bubble, I make it out of angelic steel that only the angelic community can make it through my bubble. Nobody else can. This is my space for processing my information. I do it when I travel. I do it when I'm on the radio. God knows I do it when I talk to my family. Anytime you're in a dynamic situation where other people's information comes at play, consciously create your own space. And that'll push out other people's information and at least give you a space where you can start processing what's yours instead of processing what's yours and theirs, not knowing that it's theirs. That's part one. Here's what I want to say about part two about these other people and what their happiness level or their non-happiness level or whatever it is that they're going through. Here's the bottom line. This is what my favorite mystic says. He says, Jenny, that we don't have love, each and every one of us. We don't have love. Love isn't a possession. It can't be lost. It can't be stolen. You can't have love and then leave it in a gas station bathroom with your favorite sunglasses. You don't have love. You are love. It's inseparable from your beingness and your very nature. That's what your spiritual identity is it your love. And what that means, he says, my favorite mystic Swedenborg says, follow this with me. As love, that also means that you are divine consciousness. Because when was divine consciousness ever separate from love? And he says, now keep following this with me. How can divine consciousness create a learning experience of itself it didn't need? There's a lot of things that love can do. It's a lot of things divine intelligence can do. But creating a learning experience of itself it didn't need isn't one of them. So what you need in your development, because if you needed to be working a different place, wearing different color underwear, driving a different car, you in order to reach enlightenment faster. And as you know, I like to talk about spirituality in porno terms. So if there was a way for you to go harder, deeper, faster in the evolution of your soul, you would be doing it. So you can trust where you're at and what you're doing, because
and
you are.
I ask you, like, I shouldn't hate the people for their behavior. Like, in other words, if you hate other people because you perceive they treat you badly, or you start resenting them, it's not like I hate them. It's just the resentment because of the negativity keeps you get pounded with it all day long. You get caught off on the on the road. You know what I'm talking about? The stress that people are under.
And I do.
I don't want to turn into the person. I want to love all these people, but at least, respect that they're going through their journey, that so many people are suffering. It's like everywhere you go. Like, if you smile at someone, they don't even know why you're smiling at them because they're so used to being in that space. And so I'm wondering, do I still, try to be positive towards these people, even though they're not necessarily treating me very well?
First thing you want to do is respect what they're doing with their free will, because you want your free will respected, and you want to be happy, so you got to respect their free will. They can't create a learning experience they don't need, Jenny. They're learning that there's nothing in it for them to have this negative attitude. They're learning that there's nothing in it for them to choose to be unhappy. They need this expression. They need this learning experience. That's why they're here. Let them have it. And what they think about you is really none of your business. It's your business is to focus on your being in the present moment and you're not having a problem with it, because that's the definition of happiness and enlightenment. So what I'm suggesting is this: create the bubble where you separate your energy from their energy so you're not taking on their crapola. Then the second thing that I want to say is respect their free will. And when you see them being miserable, just say, I respect your free will. And as long as you want to learn from being unhappy, God bless you. Get everything that you need for it. And you know what I get to do? I get to be in this environment and I get to practice being happy unconditionally, which is a great gift. And it's not a spiritual 101 thing. That's obviously you're ready for a really profound, meaty course and being happy, and that's what you're getting, because you're in an opportunity in this environment to be happy unconditionally. So my suggestion is, let them have their unhappiness. That's what they're doing with their free will. You get to model being happy unconditionally, and you're being nice to them, not because of a payoff for what they're doing for you, but because it makes you happy, because it's emotionally healthy for you, because it gives you quality of life. And the only life you have any power or free will over is your own, girlfriend. So take it, be it, do it.
Thank you so much.
Excellent, my love.
Have a wonderful day. I needed that answered, and you answered it. And thank you so much.
You are more than welcome, my love.
Okay, take good care.
Take care, sweetie.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I want to remind the listening audience that I'm Washali, the wild child of the airwaves, your spiritual hostess with the wild woman mostess. My website is Purple V, as in very vivacious, and you are officially invited to go and stick your toes in that purple water. And the toll-free number here at the studio is 877-520-1150, and you're invited to call in and ask the wild woman your spiritual questions, 877-520-1150. And if I'm not mistaken, there is probably a very patient Carmela, and is she still on the line? Can we bring Carmela on?
Yes, I'm here.
You are very patient. God bless you, angel. How can the wild woman be of service to you, sweetie?
I absolutely needed to hear what you just shared with Jenny. I needed that reminder desperately.
We all do. We all do, sweetheart. That's why God put my goofy planet, my goofy butt on the planet, and put me here on this station.
Well, I am grateful to God for doing that. My question basically is, I'm in Los Angeles. I've been here for a number of years, and I'm lacking a spiritual community. I can't do dogma. I cannot do organized religion. I've tried some of the more esoteric groups, but I don't know really where to look to gather with people who
are like-minded, because that's absolutely essential. And what I want to suggest is this, Carmela, because you know I'm a big fan of Emanuel Swedenborg, died in 1772, but that doesn't stop me from calling him my boyfriend. And believe it or not, there's actually Swedenborg churches, and there's one in the Los Angeles area, and they are very big on no dogma, and they are very big on embodying heaven on earth on this planet. Swedenborg was very big that heaven is defined as a place or a state of being that is unlimited, and hell is a place or a state of being that's limited. So nobody has to die to experience a heaven and hell. We get that right here. But even though they're not the real heaven and hell, because the real heaven and hell are non-physical states of existence. But Swedenborg defines heaven as being a place of useful services. That's what makes heaven heaven. And he defines there is actually being levels of heaven. And what separates these gradient levels of heaven is their useful service. So what you're going to find if you go ahead and seek out a Swedenborg church is that they're not about dogma. They're all about being of useful service, because that's what they love. Because Swedenborg's whole thing is, if you want to live on heaven and earth, you can do that with your free will, but you gotta practice living in heaven. You can't just say, I want to live in heaven and hell, and I'm going to screw my neighbor every opportunity I get. It just kind of doesn't work that way. So I would suggest that you might want to try them out. I've found that the Swedenborg Church, because I travel around the country, and I do a lot of talks at Swedenborg churches, and I have just found them to be delightful, delightful people. And they're very liberated from your typical kind of, you know, open up wide, why cram this down your cake hole kind of theology interjection. And it's a nice place to start. So I'm assuming that you weren't aware of Swedenborg churches, or weren't aware that there was this kind of non-theology, more useful service-based community out there.
Right, I wasn't. Is it Swedenborg?
It's Sweden, like the country, and B-O-R-G.
Great. I will look it up. Thank you so much. I never heard your show before. I turned it on. There you were, and I needed you. Thank you so much.
Excellent, Carmela. I'm so glad we got some one-on-one girl-on-girl action. Know that I'm here every Saturday from 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, and I would love to do the dance with you. So feel free to listen anytime, sweetheart. And bless you, and give all the people at the Swedenborg Church my love. Okay, I want to remind you all, I'm Vishali, the wild child of the airwaves. My book is You Are What You Love, and you can learn more about my book by going to my website, Purple V. V is in Vivacious. You can also learn more about my book by going to Amazon. If you go to Amazon.com, you'll see that there are a number of reviews on my book, and I actually reviewed it saying it's the best book I ever read. But then again, I wrote it, so I would think that. So please go check out PurpleV.com. Check out You Are What You Love on Amazon.com. And if you have a question for the Wild Woman, the phone lines are open here at the studio, 877-520-1150. Again, that's 877-520-1150. And God put my goofy butt on the planet so that every Saturday from 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, I could sit here on the airwaves and I could help you with what's causing your spiritual conundrum. And if I'm not mistaken, we probably have Holly, if she's still patient and on the line. Is Holly still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sweetie, hi. I see you had a question. How do you deal with negative people? Can they sabotage you? Was that your question, darling?
No.
I see that's Leslie's. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong thing. Whoops. Los Angeles. Oh, I had a question about your career.
Yes.
You have a passion to be of service to people.
Yes, and I've been acting off and on since I was 8. That's why I moved to Los Angeles. And I found I haven't been as motivated in that area. I've been putting off advancing myself in that way. And I've always been drawn to community service. And I think part of me is torn spiritually as far to where I would be a maximum service, if it would be in that area or if I need to direct my attention elsewhere.
Okay. Did you hear the first caller where we were talking about separating other people's energy from your energy so that you're just operating out of yours instead of other people's belief systems and attitudes and judgments?
Yes.
Okay. First thing that I want to say is there's no reason that acting can't be of service. And I'm not just, you know, talking about being a porno star. Obviously, we know where that's of service. But there's no reason why being acting can't be of service. When you go into the acting field, there's a lot of thoughts and beliefs about acting, whether it's self-aggrandizing kind of narcissism, whether it's something that's just all about getting attention and not giving anything back. When you go into the acting field, you wade into the cesspool of other people's attitudes about it. So the first thing that I want to suggest is it really doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing. This bubble technique I talked about, where you tell other people's information and attitudes to get out of your space, and you consciously create this bubble around you that is a boundary where you don't let other people's psychic information in. You don't let other people's attitudes or information in. And people who are listening, you know, whether you're into the intuitive thing or not, everybody has walked into a room and they felt somebody across a room, they felt their attitude, they felt their bad vibe, or there was a room where there was a party and there was a good feeling going on, and then somebody comes in, and they don't even have to say anything. They just walk in and bring the whole energy of the room down. This is what I'm talking about. We're very social beings, and we exchange energy in ways we don't even understand or imagine that we're doing. So the first thing that I want to say is there's no reason you can't be of service and do your acting. The other thing that I want to say is Emanuel Swedenborg said there is actually my favorite mystic. I always go back to my boyfriend because, well, he was voted by Stanford University to be one of the most brilliant people to have ever lived. He's also in the Guinness Book of World Records for having one of the largest IQs. And if I could find a better boyfriend with a better resume than that, then I'd be stealing from him. But I couldn't find a better boyfriend than Emanuel Swedenborg. So, and I don't have to pick up after him because he doesn't have a body. But one of the things that he says is there is a formula for finding your passion in your career, which is exactly what you're looking with the question that you're asking me about. Here's the formula, my darling. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear follow your passion, follow your bliss. Okay, mm-hmm. That's phase one. There's phase two. Whatever you're doing, whatever your passion, whatever your love is, it has to be of service. And when you're following your passion and your bliss and it's of service, now you've got the right equation. So the other thing I want to put forth is a reminder of the earlier conversation we had that you are divine love. As divine love, you cannot create a learning experience you did not need. So whatever you're creating, whatever learning experiences are unfolding for you, is exactly what you need when you need it to grow. So you can stop second-guessing yourself. You can stop, as I like to phrase it, you can stop shoulding all over yourself. I should have done this. Maybe I should have done that. I coulda, woulda, mighta. Forget it. Exactly what you're doing is exactly what you need in the fastest, most efficient way to create enlightenment. So what I would like to suggest to you is go ahead and continue to explore this being of service and see where that ignites your passion and see where that ignites your love for combining this equation for the ultimate spiritual, physical success. Following your passion, but your passion has got to be something more than just my passion is kidnapping people and putting them in my basement and torturing them. That's obviously not of service. So it can't just be, this is what I love. It's got to be what you love that is also of service. Explore that. And what I want to really suggest to you, sweetheart, is practicing the bubble technique. And if you can hang on, the last 15 minutes of the show, I'm going to have the goddess Sophia on. She is going to be in Pasadena at the Convention Center on the 17th and 18th. She is going to be at a bookstore. She's going to be at the Many Paths bookstore in North Hollywood on May 22nd. And she is the master at teaching you this technique. But basically, it's just exactly what I said. You tell other energies to get out of your space. You create the intention that you want to drive out where you've picked up other people's information, and you create this bubble around you. You run the violet flame, you put this bubble around you and say, this is my space to process my life without picking up other people's attitudes and their stuff and their energy that they flick all around without even being aware that they do it. And you create appropriate boundaries and explore whether there is something useful to you in the acting field or not. But my suggestion is, before you throw that baby out with the bathwater, you explore it with your information and your passion without picking up other people's information and attitudes about what it is, what is required of you, and just make sure that this decision that you make is based on what's clear about what you want in your heart, in your mind, and not convoluted by a lot of other tribal collective consciousness BS. Does that make sense, sweetheart?
Yes, it helps a lot. I love that equation. That definitely helps. Thank you so much.
Fabulous, Holly, my love. You rock on, girlfriend.
Thank you.
I want to remind you all that this is Vishali, the wild child of the airwaves, the spiritual hostess with the wild woman mostess. I'm the Beyond Karma Queen of radio and literature. And you can learn more about my book, You Are What You Love, by going to my website, Purple V. V is in very vivacious. You can learn more about my book. You can enjoy the multimedia room, which will show the wild woman in all her purple glory. I got a thing for purple, so I got various purple garments and got a fine collection of wigs and just the whole wild woman regalia. And you're invited to go to my website and check out the multimedia room, the photo gallery, and check out my calendar. It's a month at a glance. You can see any book signings, other radio things I got going. You can see all things Vishali. And we have the phone lines are open here at the studio. You can call in and ask the wild woman any question you have. Maybe you want to know more about your life purpose. Maybe like Holly and Carmela and Jenny, you want to know more about something that you're going through and how to flesh out what's really meaningful to you and what has your best interest at heart as far as exploring and getting more value out of. Maybe you want to know where you're sabotaging your personal happiness or your personal development. That's why I'm here. Call up the wild woman. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm not hanging out my shingle as a psychologist or a doctor. That's not my thing. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm just here to give you the inner consultation, the inner advice, the inner dialogue about our spiritual world and why we're here as spiritual creatures having a human experience. So the toll-free number here at the studio is 877-520-1150. And you're formally invited by the Wild Woman to pick up the phone and call me here at 877-520-1150. And if I am... I think we lost Jenny on line five. I'm not sure if we've got somebody else. Have we got somebody else on the line, sweetheart? I see we dropped line five. Is Mary still on the line?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good, Angel. I'm outrageously blessed, but then again, that's my job. And I see you're calling from Glendale.
Yeah.
And you're looking to find deeper relationships with people.
Yeah, I guess in a nutshell, I would consider myself to be one of those lucky people. How do I say? I've never broken a bone in my body. I've had no money on the 25th, and I'll still be able to pay rent by the 1st for some miracle. You know, that sort of stuff always happens to me. And I would say I'm well liked socially, but I can't seem to develop deeper relationships with people. Everything is always light and fun, and you know, people do like me. It's just when it comes to actually getting to know somebody on a deeper spiritual level or connecting with another human being, it's never gotten there, and it's left me pretty lonely, especially in the past few months since I moved to Los Angeles, because it's a very lonely place. But I'm just wondering if I'm sabotaging myself in some way or blocking off other human beings in some way that I'm not aware of spiritually.
Okay, sweetheart, that's a really, really good question. And what I want to put on the table when we talk about this, Mary, is that what I'm about to bring up is... it's not something that is unique to you. It's classically human, and it's particularly prevalent in spiritual creatures having a female experience. And one of the things that women really struggle with, I'm not saying men don't, I'm not saying they don't have their lessons to work through, I'm not saying that they don't bend over and take it in a special place like women do. There's no shortcuts in the Tao. We all get it regardless of gender. But this is a particular issue that I find particularly prevalent and sticky with women. And it has to do with our worth. Men's concept of worth is a little bit more concretely cut out for them. And women, ours is very sticky karma, because a lot of our worth has to do with how we look, how our packaging is, maybe what kind of mother we are, how nice we are, how many PTA meetings we attend, do we bake cookies for our neighbors. There's a lot of other stuff for women that makes our worth very nebulous, and it gets into a confusing thing. And one of the things that I want to suggest to you, sweetheart, that you need to hear, what I'm wanting to do is I'm wanting to talk to a part of your unconscious mind that needs to hear this message. And what I'm wanting you to hear is that you deserve to be loved, and you deserve to deeply connect with other people that choose to consciously and consistently be a source of love in your life. And when this is coming up, what you're really looking at is that there's this little unconscious voice that's saying, well, I don't really know if I deserve it or I know how to create it. It's a load of BS. That's not true. That's just the stuff you're here to get over. There's a big difference, Mary, between who and what you are and the stuff you're here to grow beyond. You don't have love. You are it. And no one and no thing on this planet has the power to change that. So deserving and worthy isn't even an issue. And what I would like for you to do, sweetheart, is I'd like for you to start thinking about yourself as somebody who is deserving and worthy of having rich, connective, meaningful, intimate, committed relationships in your life. And that's the inner dialogue to start talking about yourself. And when you're relating to other people, the first way to start manifesting this is to manifest it within yourself, to have a deep, rich, meaningful, committed, connected relationship with yourself. Because everything in the physical world is a reflection of what's going on an inner level. And so this is a wake-up call, if you will. It's an invitation. This is a part of your mind saying, one of the things I want to look at is connecting more authentically with myself, is being my best friend, is knowing that no matter what happens, I will not abandon myself. I know my divinity. I know I don't have love. I am love. I know no matter what happens on this planet, I am still a divine force of divine love. And no one and no thing on this planet can change that. And start relating to yourself from that place. And start seeing yourself as being present for yourself, as being in love with yourself, as being a richly, consistently committed to your own well-being. And when you start fostering that and you start being present for that, you're going to find that it's going to start erupting around you, because that's what the outer world is. It's a reflection of our inner world. And what you can start doing when you meet people, or maybe you've got friendships right now that are starting on a kind of a casual basis, is while you're talking to people, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's somebody at the grocery store in line, maybe it's casually in the elevator at your office building, whatever it is, as you're talking to them, I want you to see yourself as a person that is capable of rich, meaningful connections. And inside, you don't have to advertise this, you don't have to flash it, so to speak, but in your mind, I want you to say, I'm choosing to talk to this person on a soul level. And in your mind, say, I'm choosing to connect to you soul to soul, and I'm inviting, and I'm open and available for a rich, deep, meaningful, consistently committed relationship of authentic honesty. And if you can agree to that, if your free will can rise to the occasion, then know that that invitation is energetically being extended. And start consciously participating in the creation of it, instead of walking through your life casually with your eyes closed, not examining what relationship you have with yourself, and hoping that this kind of deep, meaningful relationships are just going to accidentally collide with you and find you. Does that make sense?
I suppose, and that will attract people that I want to be around.
Absolutely, but it's got to start with what you're attracting with yourself. What kind of relationship are you attracting with yourself?
Okay.
You can't give something to somebody you don't have. You can't extend a quality of energy or intelligence that you don't know anything about. And let me tell you, there's no downside to developing a meaningful, loving, authentic connection with yourself. There is no downside in you developing a best friend relationship with yourself and knowing that you can always rely on yourself, that you can always depend on yourself, that the most meaningful relationship that completes you is the one that you have with yourself. There's absolutely no downside to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like I do love myself, but, you know, I don't know, maybe you see something I don't.
I want to just flesh it out and make it conscious. I want it to be something you consciously tell yourself. I want it to make it something you consciously connect to, instead of kind of walking through your life and saying, yeah, I feel that about myself, but I don't really give it much attention. I don't cultivate it. I don't make much room for it in my life, and I don't dialogue with it. But yeah, it's there. You see what I mean? If you had a real meaningful, intimate relationship with somebody, you'd be dialoguing with them, wouldn't you? You'd be giving it your conscious attention. You'd be nurturing it. That's what I want you to do with this relationship with yourself. And again, make this, when you're talking to people, it's not something you say aloud. It's just something you say soul to soul. From your soul to this other person's soul, that this is something that you're available for. And when you do this, what you're doing is you're putting out a very clear energetic agreement and invitation. If you're not honest, if you can't show up consistently and reliably, don't take this invitation. Because I'm not here to learn more from people that are devious, that don't have my best interest at heart, that are shallow and superficial, that are just in it for what they can get them. That's not the energetic invitation I'm putting out. That's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm choosing to learn from. And just choose to show up for this process on a more conscious level, because there's absolutely no downside to showing up for your life more consciously. Does that make sense?
So stop being lazy with the relationship with myself so that I can actually develop relationships with other people.
Excellent, woman. Yes. If we were in bed together, I'd say, you just came, honey. Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Okay. Rock on, girlfriend. I want to remind our listening audience that you're listening to Vishali, the wild child of the airwaves, the spiritual hostess with the wild woman mostess. And I want to invite you to go to my website, Purple V. V is in very vivacious. And I promised you a very special guest, and her name is the goddess Sophia, and she is here. Let's go ahead and bring her on. Sophia is a spiritual teacher. She is channeled through Christina Keene. And if this is sounding a little strange to you, I'm going to send you to a website that will all make it very clear to you. And that website is Christina with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Sophia. And it's Sophia with a P-H, S-O-P-H-I-A, ChristinaSophia.com. You can also call 323-559-7454 for more information. That's 323-559-7454. 54. And if you didn't get that number, go to ChristinaSophia.com. Sophia, wild woman, are you there?
Good. Hello, beloved. It is an honor to be here, yes?
You know, I got to tell you, the whole thing about the bubble has been coming up since the very first caller, sweetheart.
Clearing the energy field. It is a Saturday where we allow ourselves to be influenced by others, so it is very good. Have you been practicing, yes?
That's how I know to extend that wisdom to other people, because it makes such a tremendous difference in your life when you practice it.
Yes, it is all about creating sacred space for thyself. And when you do that, we find sacred things dance with us, yes? We are so used to just thinking sacredness happens, but we must create it, yes? It is our duty to create a temple around ourselves. And when we do, magic happens, yes?
It is absolutely our duty to show up for our embodiment and take accountability for our expression of it, isn't it?
Yes, accountability. I love that word. For when we get into spirituality, sometimes we say, let us forget about that. But it's really the shoes you are walking in. It is really choosing, what do I choose today? And when you are accountable for, today I feel, today I choose, and then the world reflects it back to you. How exciting, yes?
Yes.
Grand.
I want to remind our listening audience that Christina Sophia is going to be at the Pasadena Convention Center May 17th and 18th at the New World Fair. It's going to be Saturday from 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 6. It's $10 admission for the whole weekend. Christina Sophia will be in booth 121. Sophia, you're going to be doing readings and public speaking at the booth?
Yes, I will be standing behind the booth saying hello to people 15 minutes out of every hour, and then sitting down with people doing little consultations. I do not call them readings. It is diving into your story. It is diving into the magic of each person. But really, it is very fun that I get to share myself with the public. Yes, it is very fun to get out there and play in the world. I very much enjoy that, yes?
And I got to tell anyone who's listening, if you're looking for any kind of spiritual gold in your life, you need to go to ChristinaSophia.com. You need to put yourself in the way of the Pasadena Convention Center on Saturday and Sunday, May 17th and 18th. You need to meet Sophia. Sophia's got some CDs. She's got three CDs. The first one is Life Purpose Soul's Unfoldment. The second one is Tools and Techniques for Manifesting Your Dreams and Visions. The third one is Embracing Your Doubts and Fears. And I got to tell you, these CDs are life-changing. If Sophia wasn't the real deal, if she wasn't gold, if her CDs weren't there to transform and change your life, if you show up for it, she wouldn't be on the show. Because I'm the wild woman, and I only got the real deal on the show. That's my deal with God. So, Sophia, you are also going to be at the Many Paths Bookstore in North Hollywood. That's going to be a Thursday, May 22nd. That's a live in-person event starting at 7:30. What are you going to be doing there, sweetie?
Grand, thank you. It is a bit of a workshop where we are diving into the heart. So getting into the heart of the matter, that we are going to use the heart as a metaphor of really getting into your life. And we are going to use the actual heart itself, getting inside of the body. So instead of that cute little heart that we see around Valentine's Day, a little bit boring from where I come from, yes? We get into the organ of the heart and really bring your desires to the organ. For when we get in there, when we get into our body, yes, and give messages to the actual heart, it actually creates grand manifestation in our life. So I am going to give some tricks of the trade, how to work with the heart and really get what you are looking for in your life right now. That is what I am all about, yes, giving you now tools, everyday tools that you can apply right now in this moment to see what I call magic evidence that the universe is here to work for you. We all forget this, yes? We think that, oh, everything is random and nothing is random at all. When you get to the heart of the matter, you will see that you are the master of your particular universe. So let's make it the greatest universe you have ever imagined, yes?
Sophia, I know the best way for people to get a feel for what it is that you offer is to see you in motion. We got about 2 minutes. So there's a woman that was on hold. She didn't get a chance to come online. Her name is Annie. She's in Los Angeles. Hopefully she's still listening. Her question was, divorcing after 25 years, she feels like she's losing her spiritual strength. I'm putting you on the spot. You got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, something like that. What would you like to say to Annie? Because I think this is the best way for people to get what it is that you're about.
Well, let us say divorce, separation, starting again. We can look at it as an ending, or we can look at it as a grand beginning, reclaiming aspects of ourselves that maybe we tucked away in our last relationship. Maybe we did not show up in the fullest way to be. So, Annie, I say to you, I honor that when we feel the word divorce, it has a bit of failure to it. I am going to say to you, sister, good for you for embracing divorce. And let's see if we can say all energy of collective divorce, get out. It does not have to be a spiritual downfall. It can be your spiritual awakening. Let us put on some red shoes. Let us pull out the red lipstick and say, sister, it is your time to claim your soul, with or without a gentleman or a partner to walk next to you. Yes, you have powerful feet. You have powerful energy. Give back the energy of divorce. That is the thing that is draining your energy field. All energy of divorce return back to source. And we say, this is my powerful time. Does that make sense to you? Yes?
You know, honey, this is why you're the best at spiritual foreplay ever. I want to thank Annie for calling in. Annie, I want you to know you got some advice there from the best. And I want to remind our listening audience that you've been listening to the channeled spiritual teacher, the goddess Sophia. I want to remind you to go to the website, ChristinaSophia.com. I want to remind you all that the Wild Woman will be back here every Saturday night from 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to me streaming on the web. I want to remind you, you want to go to my website, which is Purple V, V is in Vivacious, purplev.com, and please get out to the Pasadena Convention Center on May 17th and 18th at the New World Fair, booth 121, see Sophia Christina, and then you want to go to the Many Paths Bookstore in North Hollywood on May 22nd. It's a Thursday live in-person event at 7:30. Sophia, thanks so much for coming on with me. You always rock, Wild One.
Beloved, it is an honor, yes.
And to my listening audience, until we do it again next week, babies, rock on.
You've been listening to You Are What You Love with author Waishali. To order Waishali's book, You Are What You Love, or to schedule a private self-emergent session with Waishali, visit youarewhatyoulove.com. Thanks for joining us, and remember, you are what you love, and you love whatever you give your attention to. So love wisely.